know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tim Marie, episode number 9, live, reality show, variety show, hamburgery show, nobody pick up their phony old show. Welcome you out there in listener land, all across the world. You gotta be kidding me. Every single damn night I get on this show, nobody wants to answer their phone. They don't understand that the entire crux of this show is me down on the damn telephone. Thing is, five, four, two. Okay, sorry about that out there in listener land. Getting some procedural intrepidities out there. Oh, you're busy. You're eating up all my numbers. Again, welcome to the Utah Murray Variety Show, issue number 9. Dialing the telephone. How is your week going so far out there in listener land? It's Monday evening. I'm just wondering. I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope everything's wonderful. I mean that sincerely. Yeah. All right. Looks like we're in business here. Oh, yeah. You know what, man? You know, this show, you're going to make me, with the telephone numbers here, you're going to make me have to sit here and talk about things or whatever, and I don't want to do that with my listeners. I love you, listeners. I just don't want to have to talk to any of you. Anyhow, let's try this one here. Telephone ineptitude. Yeah. Get the preliminaries. Just pick up the phone already. Kid.
You have reached Glen Park Animal Hospital. We are now closed. If this is an emergency, please call Calumet Emergency Vet Clinic at 865-0970.
Or 09?
And we will call you back if you need
70? No, I'll just call your number there. Thank you. Well, we're starting to make some headway here, ladies and gentlemen out there in listener land. We are attempting to contact whoever in the heck is willing to pick up their phone. So if I have your number, chances are I'll be calling you soon, because nobody else wants to pick up their phone. Yeah.
An emergency. Can you hold the line, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold the line. They don't understand there's an emergency happening. But no, hold the line, because I got to finish my supper, or I got to finish watching The Bachelorette or whatever.
Thank
they
you
don't understand.
We will return to take your call in just one moment.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Do you realize you're burning up showtime right now? Do you realize?
Thank you for calling. We will return to take your call in just one moment.
This never happens to Jay Leno when he's on tonight's show. He never has anybody burning up his prime time. You got to be kidding me, lady. Now let me finish my nap. Go on hold. Yes. You got to be kidding me.
Thank you for calling.
I'm not going to wait much longer. I'm going to tell you that right now. Why, hello. You got it. You know what? I'm about to hang up on you, because I do not have time to be playing your little monkey games with you.
Just one moment.
And kiss my tail in, because I just hung up on you due to the fact that you do not take customer service. If there's anything I've learned from this show, and I repeat it every week, is that customer service skills are in the toilet across the nation. I call everywhere across this country every Monday night, and nobody has good customer service skills. So if you're out there, say you're in, you know, you're wanting to open your own business or start your own business, remember, customer service comes first. Remember, you will be ahead of your competitors because you will be offering something that's a dying and dead form. That is customer service. You heard that here on the show, Tim Murray Variety Show number 8 or 9 or wherever we are.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? I was calling about the 17th century dress and wig on the Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is that item still available?
Yes, it is.
All right, what size is that thing? You say here medium large.
Yeah, it's on the package itself. It says M/L.
Now, did you wear this thing? Because I'm thinking I want it for myself personally.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
I wore it a few years ago. I just wore it once, and then, I washed it, and, you know, I just had it for, you know, for a few years, just kind of sitting around.
Okay.
And so now that I'm, you know, moving, I'm stripping down to whatever I can take with me to check in the back.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I've moved around 100 times, and I know how it is. But the thing is, see, I need to... You know, I don't know if I fit into it or not. I mean, perhaps we're comparably sized, you and I. You know, perhaps like, you know, I
don't know. I mean, you may, if you want, you can come and try it on.
Do you have a fitting room?
So, well, I have a bathroom. You can just go and try to put it on in the bathroom.
Well, I'm.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall you are or anything, but I'm like probably.
I'm about 5'4".
Oh, you're 5'4". Okay, well, you've got about 3 inches on me. So I wear these orthopedic shoes that make me about 5'9", but actually without shoes, I'm about 5'1". And my weight fluctuates anywhere between, let's say, 185 and 230.
Oh, so no, I'm like more 125.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, man. Now, do you do alterations? Do you offer for the $40? Would you be willing? I purchased the 17th century.
I don't do any alterations or anything. No.
You could do the alteration?
I mean, it was just, you know, I just got it all made. I'm not doing any, I mean, alterations or anything. I'm moving.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get rid of it.
You wore this thing on Halloween is what you're saying?
Yeah, I wore it on Halloween a few years ago, yeah.
All right, I was going to use it for a major stage production.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering. I come over.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure
if you take to a place who does professional alterations, I'm sure they can do something like this.
Okay.
But
I
don't even have anything to do it.
You've got to be kidding me. Here's the thing. You're asking $40. Say I bump it up to, say, $43, $45. You do the alterations, you make a little bit of extra profit, everybody's good to go. I swing by.
I cannot do any alterations. I have nothing to do alterations with. I have no experience whatsoever to do alterations, and I am moving out of the country. I have too many things to worry about.
Where on earth are you moving? Where are you moving?
I'm moving back to Russia.
You're going... Oh, my goodness. Did your husband not work out?
I don't have a husband.
Oh, I thought maybe, you know, like... Because I tried that one time. It was this catalog, and I got this gal, and she came out here from God knows where, Eastern Europe somewhere. She got here, hated it, went back to her homeland, and I was left with no bride. So I thought maybe you got here to the United States and you were like, well, I'm not gonna be with this 50-some-year-old guy and I'm gonna head back to Russia, you know. So I thought maybe that's what, you know.
Oh no, I came here for school. I went to school. I worked here for 6 years. I've been here for more than 8 years, and the company screwed me over. Didn't do the green card like they promised you, so I have to leave.
Well,
no, but I didn't come here as a male buy.
Oh,
I work here.
I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, but I was wondering if you're interested in staying in the United States, perhaps I could become your husband. And then that way, we could overlook all this green card stuff.
I think I'm, you know, I'm already, you know, on my way out, so I think I'm good, but thank you for the offer.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, hey, and I, you know, I don't know. If you're not willing to dip into
$40, if you want to try to come and, you know, try it on, but I'm not sure, because you said even though you're smaller, but you, like you said, that you're about 180 weight-wise,
I'm not sure
you'll be able to.
At about 215, 5'1", but the thing is, you can call me rotund, call me what you will, but the thing is, I just don't understand why you, a person who's moving and needs to get the extra funds together, why you wouldn't be willing to accept $45, you're only asking 40, use part of that money to do the alterations, and you're still coming out ahead. I mean, do they
because
not
teach I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do the alterations. I don't have any tools to do the alterations, and I have so many things that I need to do for my move. I don't have time to do the alterations. That's it. And, you know, like the selling everything, because I'm not just selling this. I am selling my entire household, and it takes all my time right now.
I would think, like, you making sure I was happy with your costume would be very high on the list of getting out of this country. You'd be like, you know what, I cannot leave this country until I know that he, my name is Ed Standish, by the way, till I knew that he was happy with his costume. You know, it's like, you know, that'd be like something you would leave in this country undone, and you'd get back to Russia, and you'd be like, you know, I really wish I would have helped that guy with the alterations. You know, I really wish I would have went the extra mile, and you'll never.
You know,
have
I'm sure that if you take it to any professional alteration place, I'm sure they'll be happy to do it. I don't know where. I never did alterations in this country. I have no idea how that all works in this country at all, and I don't have any tools whatsoever to do any alterations. So you're much better off me not doing it. Believe me. I don't know how to do it.
If you're getting $45, why can't you use some of that money to buy the proper alteration tools?
Because I already told you 3 times, I'm repeating it the 4th time, I have no time to do it.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you. You're going to go to put this ad on Craigslist, you're selling your whole household. Now, what if somebody came along and they wanted your sofa and they said, well, hey, it doesn't fit my whole family. Could you extend it out a little bit? I'm sure you'd be willing to do that.
No, I'm selling as is. I'm not altering anything. You know, I'm just selling as is. And like I said, I'm sure that if you take it to any professional alteration place, they will be more than happy to do any alterations if you want to. But if you're saying you're kind of around 215 right now, I'm not sure that you may be able to fit in, because I'm about 125, 130 at the max when I was wearing it. I'm that much right now. So, and that was like, you know, it was fitting pretty good, but it was like, you know, it was not loose on anything. So
any
alterations is probably maybe hard to fit.
Oh, my God. I mean, do you mean, is that 130 like metric or is that pounds?
130 pounds. In metrics, I'm about 55, 56.
Well, metrics make my head swim. That's why I was wondering if you had. What kind of television do you have? Are you selling a TV?
Yes, I do have a TV. It is a flat screen. It is very top of the line, series 8000, 46 inches, ultra slim, 1.2 inches wide, smart TV. I'm asking for $1,300. I paid $2,600 for it.
You paid $2,600. You're asking $1,300. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'll offer you $950 for the TV, and then you could use some of that money for the alterations. Think about that. for a second.
I cannot
do.
I already told you. I cannot do the alteration. And for 9:50 at this time, I'm not selling the TV.
So I'm going to catch you when you're leaving the country and you have to have it gone. I'm going to come around with $500 and I'll have your TV and I will own it.
Well, at that time, maybe you'll have it. As of right now, I still have a little bit of time.
Can you please tell me when you're leaving the country?
But I did have some offers higher than $500 for it already.
Oh. Well,
so
things can happen. I mean, they could not afford it.
This is not the price that I am willing to take, at least right now. I still have until the end of the month. So I still have 3 or 4 weeks. I guess 3 weeks to sell it.
So you're leaving at the end of August?
Yes.
All right, and I'll call you back at that time, and I think I'm going to go ahead and lowball you on that TV so that I can pick it up for a pretty good bargain off of you. Because I know you can't take the TV with you. I know it's not going on a flight. I know you're not going to ship it over. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not shipping it over because it's different electricity and everything.
Yeah.
I did have the offer higher than $500, but you're more than welcome to call. If I still have it, I may consider it.
Have you ever thought about once you get back to Russia, you know, you get back to your home, your family, whatever it may be? You've been in this country for 8 years?
More than 8 years, yes.
Yeah, more than 8 years. Have you ever thought about a long distance relationship with me at that?
I've had enough of long-distance relationships that I am done with long-distance relationships. I've had enough of those.
Well, I mean, they have Skype and all that stuff now.
You know, I've had enough of long-distance relationships. I am done with them. I am not interested.
Wow. Do you know Sammy Dwarfobia?
No.
Oh. I thought... Your name's not Zarina, is it?
No.
Not Zarina, sorry. I thought I knew you for a minute, man. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know very many Russian gals, but I think I know this one, but I don't know you. Yeah, I'm going to have to call you.
No, I've only been in Chicago for a couple of years, so I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Chicago, yeah. I mean, it's a lot like Russia, I think. You know, I think Chicago's very comparable to probably, you know, where you're from.
It's comparably cold, yes.
Yeah, comparably cold. I mean, and, you know, I think, yeah. Would that be the only comparison that you could find? Like, you know, that's the only thing that would remind you of Mother Russia?
Yes.
I mean, the food's different.
The only thing.
This
year, there's totally no summer.
What is that?
There's no summer this year.
No summer in Yeah.
Here
how
in
was
Chicago.
A Russian summer? How was a Russian summer?
Well, it's actually much better right now this year, but some years it's, you know, maybe no summer like it's here. But I lived in Houston for 6 years before I came here, so I'm used to much warmer weather.
Yeah. I mean, well, what are you going to do when you get back to Russia and you've got all these summer clothes and you're thinking, you know, man, I need to get, like, the fur hat and I need to become Russian again?
Well, I'm not planning to stay in Russia for a long time, but I will think about it once I get there.
So you feel like you're going to come back to the United States?
I've been here in Chicago for 2 years, so, you know, I had to wear something here for 2 years as well, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Now, you're
going to go back to Russia,
but you
feel like you're going to come back to the United States, or are you going to go to, like, France?
I hope not.
Venezuela?
I hope not. I think I've been in this country long enough to know that I don't want to be here anymore.
you and several thousand Americans feel the same way as you do. We've been here long enough and we realize we don't want to be here anymore.
Except I'm not American.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that's keeping me here, you know. It's like I can't just pick up and move to Russia or anything like that. It's not that easy. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, it's easy, like, you know, like Snowden did. He just moved to Russia.
But I don't know the language. I don't know the metric system. I'm not happy.
The metric system is much easier than any of this, whatever is used here. It's like 1/110, whatever. It's very, very easy. It's way easier than whatever is here.
Well, and the women are totally hot, too, so, I mean, that would help them move a little bit, I think, in Russia.
Maybe you need to go
and
keep it up there.
Thinking about it, yeah, I don't know, you know, how did you find English hard to pick up, or do you feel like, you know, you're going to...
I started English in Russia.
As a kid?
I started it in high school, and then my undergrad is in the languages, in English and German. So when I got out of my undergrad, I was a translator of English and Russian. So when I came to the U.S., I didn't have a problem with the language.
See, you know, I think Russia is far more evolved than the United States, you know, because, like, I'm thinking when I was in high school, I had, like, study hall and, you know, like, I don't know, like, bongs or something, or Nirvana or something. You know, I wasn't learning Russian in high school in the middle of the Midwest somewhere, you know. That's why I think you guys are probably going to be our overlords one day. I'm probably going to have to answer to you someday.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess everybody learning English, as you know, if they want to travel around.
Yeah,
so, for Americans, there may be not that much incentive to learn it, and that's why it's not maybe as common here as it is in other countries.
So. The only thing that would get us to, like, learn Russian or a foreign language or something like that is, like, we went to the drive-thru and it was written in a foreign language. I'm like, oh, shit, now I can't get my Big Mac, you know? What the hell am I going to do about that? Well, I'm going to have to learn a foreign language now. That's the only thing in the world that would get, like, an American to do anything culturally. You know, that's why I think sometime in my lifetime, I will have to answer to you. You'll be, since you're familiar with Chicago, like, you will be placed in charge of, you'll be like the overseer of the Russian occupation of the United States, you know. Pasting up pictures of Putin all over the place, you know, and while you're, you know, like, making sure we work and making sure, you know, I don't know, man. You've seen Red Dawn, man, the movie, you know, with Patrick Swayze. Have you ever seen that?
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you, but I'm sorry, I really need to go. It's getting late. I need to finish up some stuff and I need to go to bed. I'm sorry I couldn't do the alteration. If you want, you feel free to call me by the end of August and see if it's still available.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
You know, I thought the conversation was going good, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what to say about this. That'll be go 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 yo ho ho. Yeah, some ho ho. Oh, yeah, I can't really hear you that well.
Okay, let me change phones. Hold on just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Considered looking into pet insurance for your best friend. Pet insurance policies can be a means to help defray the expenses of a sudden and
Okay, is that better?
It's a little bit better, and I was just listening to that commercial about the pet insurance that I wasn't aware of, which I wish I had tonight, because I think my daughter's alpaca swallowed, I'm not sure what. It could have been a golf ball. Could have been, you know, who knows what. But I know that he's got some type of gastro thing going on. I didn't know they were flatulent, but he is flatulent. So I don't know if you guys have x-rays there. You have a mobile x-ray.
Unfortunately, we don't see alpacas. All we see are cats and dogs at this practice.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you have a number of a place that'll see an alpaca?
Oh, geez. Let me go ask some of my other employees. Okay? All right. Hold on.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Activities, but remember that pesky parasites like fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes are anxiously awaiting to munch on your pet. Not only are they irritating, but they also carry serious diseases and even the dreaded heartworm parasite. So far in 2013, Marion County has seen more than 500 cases of heartworm disease in our dogs. That's one in every 90 dogs. Please protect your pets with monthly parasite prevention. Our staff can help you find the right product for your pet and your budget. And remember, heartworm tests are needed for our dogs each and every year.
Thank you so much for holding, sir. Unfortunately, we don't know of anybody who is going to be open at this time on emergency. For a large animal.
Yeah.
Have you checked, like, online or anything?
Well, I have a regular veterinarian, but he's out of the country on vacation part of the summer here. He's the normal guy who shows up and, you know, does the on-site type of veterinarian type of work, but this is something that was totally just, you know, out of hand, offhand kind of thing that happened.
Right.
Told them I was shooting some golf balls. And I told him, you know, I said, you got to make sure you pick them all up because, you know, Daryl's going to get one. And they said, you know, don't worry about it. We're picking them up. And sure enough, Daryl's got one.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Well, I wish I could help you, but we just don't see large animals here. So.
No. Well, this might be a long shot, but do you think if I just showed up, like, at a regular emergency room with him, they have, like, because he's the size of an adult, I mean, but could they put him on the x-ray machine there?
It's definitely what they're comfortable with at their practice. It's what the doctor would be okay with.
All right.
I know our doctor here would probably not be comfortable with that this evening.
Ouch.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Well, I do thank you for your time, and I'm definitely going to look into some pet insurance.
Oh, well, good luck.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks, Dean. Take care of yourself now.
You too. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. in vicious moments. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I'm gonna pick my mess up.
Calport show?
Calport show?
California show?
California show?
Calport show. Can I help you?
What is the Calport show?
Calport show. Welcome to the show.
The Cowboy show?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble Mira Mesa. For a limited time only, our best-in-class No
Simple
Touch
booked.
With Glow Light is an amazing $99. This offer only lasts through the 10th, so please ask a bookseller about it today.
I'm sure they have it there.
We are conveniently located at 10775 Westview Parkway, just off the 15 freeway.
Trying to get
our
you
hours
booked,
of operation
Michael
are
Glover.
9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday
You're
through
gonna
Thursday,
travel the country.
9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Please stay on the line to speak with a bookseller.
You got it. Yeah.
Stay on the line to speak with a bookseller.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Michael Grover booked into this place here.
Oh.
Barnes & Noble's going to miss this. Benjamin, how may I help you?
Yeah, Benjamin, I'm looking for a book that I can't seem to find on Amazon. It's the collected works of Michael Grover.
All right, let's see.
Poetry book.
Collected.
Yeah.
How do you spell the last name, sir?
Grover.
Uh-huh.
Michael
okay.
Grover. Collected
okay.
Poetry of Michael Grover. I think it's like a gender studies book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger
studies. Yeah, Benjamin, I ran over a damn deer the other day.
Damn, really?
Yeah, not even kidding you, man. I was just got my PT Cruiser out of the shop, man. I'm out going for a ride, you know, just chilling and all that stuff, man. The damn deer jumped right out in front of me, man.
What part of San Diego?
What's that?
Was it in San Diego?
Yeah, just outside, near over there by Elkhorn, you know.
Oh, man.
And freaking deer, man, took out the windshield, man. But I'm driving without the fucking windshield. Say the hell with it, it's summer. Yeah, fuck 'em.
Nice. Yeah, it is summer. I mean, hell, if Jeeps can get away with it, then you can on a regular car, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, what the fuck? Yeah, read me some poetry. I'm going to kick back without my windshield. You know, fuck.
Yeah.
P-H-U-C-K, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I guess I can't seem to find either. Are you sure that's the right name, sir?
Yeah, I'm sure it is, man.
G-R-O-V-E-R, right? Hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Michael
really
Michael D. Grover.
Yeah, let me double check on the manager just in case you know something I don't, and I'll let you know.
All right, thanks, man.
No problem. How long? You just get out of the shop, too? That sucks.
What's that?
You just get it out of the shop, too? That sucks.
Yeah, man, I'm sitting there. Yeah, no kidding, man. Got one of those electric starters put in, you know, and I think I'm going to be cool. You know, I'm going to go out for a putt here and damn deer. He didn't make it, I'll tell you that. That deer did not make it, my friend.
That sucks.
Jeez, it's just about that time, too.
I'll put you on hold for just 1 second.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. All right,
man. I'll finish that story when you get back. Michael Grover, you're going to about to sell a book of poetry.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you are. You're going to. Finding your collected poems right now, my friend. Benjamin will not let me down. It is not in him to let me down.
I feel a disappointment.
Yeah. What's been up with you, man? Michael? Michael? Michael Grover? What's up with you, man? How's the Collingwood going? How's, you know, how's Toledo treating you?
Hmm?
How on earth are you doing, man? Like, you know.
Oh, we just had a visit here at the Art Center by the Toledo Police Department.
Oh, yeah. Who'd they arrest this time?
Oh, the meth heads downstairs started fighting and...
You guys have meth heads living there, like meth, you know, like meth addicts?
We didn't know they were meth addicts when they moved in the building. We were trying to get rid of them.
So were they evicted?
They've had their 30-day notice, but they're fighting it.
So you feel like you've learned a lesson then, as far as dealing with these types of people. The next time a meth head applies to live, yeah, hello.
Hi. Sorry. Unfortunately, the book is not in print anymore.
Oh, it's not in print?
Yeah, so they're not making it anymore right now.
All right, man. Well,
sorry about that.
I do. Yeah, that's all right, Benjamin. Thanks for going the extra mile there for me, man.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck with your car, sir.
Yeah, thanks, man. 420. Take care, bud.
Yeah. If you do like poetry, it's not really exactly poetry, but have you heard of a book called The Alchemist?
The Alchemist?
Yeah, it's by Pablo Carolla. It's you'll probably take it like maybe a day to finish it, but it's an amazing book. It might even change your life. It's really, really great read.
You're not one of those Jehovah's Witnesses, are you?
No, not at all. It's a work of fiction. It's a fiction book, but it's just a nice book.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The next time I'm in your store, I'm gonna look it up.
All right, sounds great. Have a good night.
Take care, Benjamin.
Thank you too.
Have you ever heard of that book, Michael Grover?
No.
I don't even remember what he said. Adam Carolla, that's the guy on the Love Letter, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
You ever listen to Love Line when it was on the radio? I don't know if it's even on anymore.
I think I watched it on TV a couple of times.
I never saw that one, but I did. I used to listen to the program in high school, you know, FM, local FM station would have Love Line late at night, you know. I've got like my penis holes dripping or whatever, and he's got scared teenagers would call in, and you know, all these horrible things would happen. Horrible things would happen, and you know, Dr. Drew would set everybody straight, like, well, that's just fine, there's a topical cream at Walgreens that'll cure that, you know, you don't have to tell your parents. You'll be okay and all that.
NASCAR.com, check press support.
I can't press it.
2011, 2012 race season. and
I can't even hear you.
The new 2012-2013 season upcoming.
Yeah.
Our office is currently closed. Please call.
Oh, well, that's all I need to talk to you. I was trying to call NASCAR and see that if I could get your next book of poetry sponsored. Trying to help you. I'm trying to launch your. You don't need your career launched. I just want to help you take it to the next level. And I could see a NASCAR burning around the track somewhere with Michael Grover's face emblazoned on the hood, you know? And
we could have our own car.
Yeah, a poetry car. It would be beautiful. You work in the damn pit or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I don't even know.
Face on the car?
Yeah, your face, your mug on the car. Imagine the miles per hour that it would add.
You're trying to scare people now.
Oh man, no.
We'll be back.
It'd be a beautiful thing.
For quality purposes.
Yeah. I can't really hear you, ma'am.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better now.
Okay, this is Posse Bag Medical. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling because I think I have ET.
ET?
Yeah, you know, erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
ET.
Yeah, that would be... Can I get your first name?
Yeah, Ed.
And what's your last name?
Standish. That's S-T-A-N Dish.
Okay, and Mr. Standish, are you interested in seeing if your insurance will get you pre-qualified this evening?
Well, I know that my insurance will not get me pre-qualified, but I'm prepared to pay the full price.
Okay. Well, we do have two systems that you can purchase. We have a manually operated system for $225.
Uh-huh.
We also have a battery operated system for $285.
Uh-huh.
They both come with a 1-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right.
And if you're interested in purchasing a system right now, I'd be more than happy to assist you with debit or credit card.
All right. Well, I was just wondering, for people that are suffering from ET, do you recommend, like, the battery-powered? I don't know, like, what the difference in the models are, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, like... The pump-up one or, like, the manual one, like you said, or the one with the battery-powered, I guess is just a button you push. I don't know which one is more effective or which one, you know, is going to do, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I can answer that question for you. We do recommend our manual system to our patients because that system allows the most control over that vacuum. And then the battery-operated system would be more suitable for a patient who could not use their hands as freely if they maybe had arthritis or any kind of disability with their hands.
All right. Okay, well, I don't have anything like that going on. I just have the – was diagnosed from family doctor with ET, and I was wondering – you know, I don't – I saw the commercial like 3 o'clock yesterday morning. I wrote down your number, and the thing was once the vacuum thing, like you pump it up, and on, is there like a rubber band or something like that for the other, you know, for the part that holds like the blood inside the, you know, the tallywhacker?
Yes, we have our soft gel tension system that you would place at the base of the penis. It's a soft gel tension ring, and that's what constricts the blood flow and helps you to maintain that full rigid erection.
Okay, and that's like 30 minutes, right? I mean, you could, from what the guy was saying on the commercial, like, if I put that rubber band around the base of it, then I can have an erection for like 30 minutes.
That is the time frame that we recommend that you leave that soft gel tension ring on.
All right. Now, are those tension rings, are they one size fits all, or do they come in like various, how does that work?
This, if you were to purchase a system over the counter, you would get 3 different sizes.
Uh-huh.
Those would come in size 1, 2, and 3. The bigger the number, the larger the ring. We also have a size 4, and that is our largest ring and the ultimate 2-round rings.
Okay. Now, oh, man, that's – see, now, with – all right, I want the pump-up one, the manual pump-up model, and with the – I want that one.
Okay.
I don't need the battery one. I need the pump up one. And does that, you pump it with your hand? You don't. It does it have a foot pedal?
It would be a push pull handle, and you would push and pull on that handle to activate the system that creates the vacuum.
Okay.
And then once you stop, once you have the erection, you would just stop, and the system would no longer create that vacuum for you.
Okay. And, I mean, this is something, like, I could use with, you know, a partner, like...
Yes.
I mean,
you could definitely use it with a partner.
I mean, they could learn how to operate it.
Yes. You would use the system strictly on yourself. It's just to help you maintain that full erection.
Yeah.
And then you would take the system off. All you would have when you perform would be that soft gel tension ring on.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, the thing, yeah, and that comes on. Now, does the soft gel, or the tension ring, I mean, does it just go around the base of the penis, or does it also fit behind the scrotum?
It would just be at the base of the penis.
All right. And do I have to worry about, like, not having them handy, or do they, like, they're pretty hard to, like, destroy? It's like, it's not going to break, it's not going to, you know.
There is
I got
a,
the pump, but then I don't have the rubber band.
60-day guarantee on the rings.
Oh, good, good, yeah. All right, yeah. I guess, I mean, I like the battery-powered, no, the pump one. The battery-powered one scares the devil out of me. Could you imagine if you put your thing in there and you press that button, God only knows when it's going to end. And the thing is...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and the thing is, you might have this gigantic erection, but then you're scrambling to get the batteries out of the thing because you're afraid that, oh, hey, it's going to take me, you know, it's going to blow up like a water balloon.
No, that would not happen because by the push of the button again, the system would stop. And if there is too much pressure being created, the system will stop on its own without you pushing the button.
All right. Well, yeah,
so that would never happen, and to my knowledge, that has never happened.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with the manual one. But do any of the customers, like I've read some of the testimonials and I saw some of the people on the commercial as well. Is it possible, like without a partner, to use this machine as like a, as a sex toy?
You could use it as therapeutic. You could use it for therapeutic purposes.
What's the difference?
Well, the therapeutic, you would actually use the system. You would put the system on, create the suction, take it off, and then you would not use that soft gel tension ring when you're using the system as a therapeutic purpose. You would just use that system to help get that blood flowing, and then you'd stop, and then you'd put it on again, and then you'd activate it.
Oh.
And we have a counselor who would help you with that, because I'm not really too familiar, but I do know you don't use that soft gel tension ring when you're using it for therapy reasons.
For therapeutic, I mean, so, that makes sense then, because then it'd be like training it, kind of. It'd be like getting it back healthy again, you know?
Yeah, it helps get that blood flowing back. It's kind of like, you know, unkinking a hose. You get that blood flowing again and get everything back to working.
And was the therapist extra? Is there a charge for the use of the therapist?
No. You mean our male counselor?
Well, yeah, whoever you said.
Yeah, we have a male counselor. No, there's no charge. You would just have to call our number, and he's available 8 to 5 Eastern time in the office, but he is available after hours, and if you call into our calling center, we will be able to reach him for you, and then he'd give you a call to give you some counseling.
Okay, and he's free then?
Yes.
All right. If this works out, I'm going to, I want the one with the hand pump on it.
Okay, I can help you with that. Do you have your credit card handy right now?
Yeah, Michael Grover, do you have your credit card handy?
No. I don't have my credit card handy.
You had it last week, or the week before.
You should have remembered the number.
I wrote it down somewhere, but I lost it. It fell under the desk or something like that. I don't know where on earth it is. Yeah. Well, I think I found the product for me, Michael.
Good. A bicycle pump?
You know, yeah, that's all it is. It's a $300 bicycle pump. You got that, went to the doctor and got diagnosed with that ET and come back and he said, get your... oh, jeez. He said, get yourself a bicycle pump or something. And I was up late last night having a pepperoni pizza at about 3 in the morning, and I saw this commercial, man, for Suffers ET, and I think I raised my hand. I said, that's me. Turned out being this gal here I just spoke with, and they've got the battery-operated one, and they've got the hand pump one.
What about
so,
the Viagra?
I'm not going on any funky pills. I'm going to tell you that right now. I believe in doing it the natural way. I believe in the bicycle pump and the rubber band, and I don't give a damn if it costs $300.
Viagra doesn't cost $300.
Hey, have you ever had ET?
ET?
Yeah.
I watched the movie a few times.
Ooh. I'll bet, is that on Pornhub?
No, it's not on Pornhub. You never saw the movie?
There's a movie about ET?
Yeah.
It was like a documentary of sufferers or something?
No, it's about an alien.
Yeah, it feels like you're an alien half the time. You a man suffering from ET, you feel like an alien in the bedroom. I'll tell you that. I felt like an alien more than once.
You like Reese's Pieces, don't you?
No, I don't like any of her movies. I never really got into her. She tried to play that June Carter Cash in that Walk the Line movie. I was like, you know what, man? She just couldn't hold a candle to the original, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez, give me a break, man.
Who does she think she is?
Ooh, this show's running out on me, man. What happened?
I don't know.
Jeez.
We got like 2 minutes left.
Yeah. 90 seconds. Yeah, man. What's on the horizon for Michael Grover? Are you going to 100,000 poets for change or what, man?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make that, man.
I feel like you should make it, and I'm wondering why you feel like you're not.
Because I just don't have the money. I mean, I just paid Matt back the $50 that I owed him from the last trip to Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, Matt Schrada?
Yeah.
Why don't you just con him into driving you?
Yeah, I could do that.
Sorry, Matt, if you're out there listening.
I could get the meth heads to con him into driving me.
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry, Matt, if you're out there listening to this. No, he's not dead. Yeah.
He's like working in the factory.
Oh, he can't hear us right now.
Yeah, the machine's too loud.
He's a good man, and I think, you know, if the two of you guys can, you know, make it to the land of Lincoln, make it out there, we're going to pitch a tent with the help of my bicycle pump. Yeah, I got that bicycle pump now. We're going to pitch a tent.
Blow up the air mattresses.
Yeah, we're going to blow up the air mattresses and do all sorts of things with our ET. And, well, we're out of time, man, but I do thank you, Michael Grover, for calling into this show. You were actually my only caller this week.
Good that you had one.
Yeah. You have yourself a wonderful week, and, you know, man.
All right.
I love you, and good night. Yep, take care.
All right.
Yeah, we're into overtime, ladies and gentlemen, just a little bit of overtime, though, and I am going to... How about if we take it out with a number? We're going to take it out with a number.
Thank you. raccoons walking around all day, doing nothing but walking around like an idiot.
Jelly beans too.